No,
no,
I think,
no names to be.
No, no, I just think a lot of problems. There's apparently there's a big decline with men in the church, and I think it's partly because a lot of men don't really see what being a Christian as a man can do.
I think it turns a man off having to worship another man, as in Jesus. I think for your everyday man to go to a church and be
hold on, go to Man United, see what happens. The goal scored.
Yeah,
worship to men.
Yeah, but it's different because this is somebody you're being told to worship. You can choose to worship a football.
You go there virtually everyone arms in the air singing.
Well, you have to choose.
You know,
but for a guy,
Jesus,
a guy that likes football, to go to a church on a Sunday when he should be recovering.
Yeah, I'm not saying that those are the same people
Saturday
that go to
night.
Church. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
that's an example
church doesn't
of
appeal
worshiping.
To a lot of men.
No,
where
the church has become very feminine.
Yeah,
I think a lot of women are moving up.
I think
love
part
control.
Of it is to do with the presentation of Christianity by some people as being something that is imbibed with a lot of sentiment.
Yeah,
and I think that is a wrong representation. I think it really isn't a sentimental thing.
No,
I think sentimentality in Christianity is a wrong ingredient.
Too much love, not enough judgment.
That's right. Yeah.
But I think part of it's not even love and judgment.
Too much turn, not enough burn.
There's a lot of church. There's a lot of church that like they use emotion far too much to the point that they don't actually create Christians. They create people that get hyped up. I realise I've just bought a little iPod, right? Which is nice. And I was listening to I listen to Christian music, I listen to secular music. I don't think there's a big issue, obviously, you've got to be careful what you listen to. But I was listening to some non-Christian music, and I realised that in many ways, it made me feel what I'd feel at church listening to Christian music, which challenged me, because I realised, wait there, that means I'm not actually worshipping. If I can have the same emotional creation from something that's completely godless as something that I believed to be of God, then there is no God in that. That is all my emotions being risen up. And the problem is, the church now is so based on getting you to see God really just sort of nicely and prettily and playing some nice, maybe a little bit sad music to build up your emotions. Yeah. And men don't respond to that because, as you know, men are made, you know, we're made in the image of God, we're made to fear God, we're made to understand the power of God. Yeah. But church has decided instead of showing us the power of God and the truth of God, they're going to try and just sort of make us feel like cozy and warm and a
but
bit
how
sad.
Has it got that way? Is it because of the feminine influences?
No, I don't think it's a feminine influence. I think it's because people have decided it's more important to add people to the church, numbers, than it is to actually present God clearly and honestly to people. They're more worried. They want thousands of people in their churches, and they know that an honest portrayal of the gospel will win over genuine converts, but it won't necessarily mean that, you know, 100 people will change like that.
But I think there are churches that do take the honest route.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm not saying
many,
at all.
But there are.
But I'm saying I think men now perceive the church as something that's emotional. It's going to try. It tries to pull on emotional heartstrings. Yeah. Sometimes it tries. Yeah. I've seen it before. They try and pick on bits of your past, and you know, use it as analogies and almost sort of not blackmail, but make you feel bad, as it were. When actually, sort of, the nature of the gospel is very honest and true, and about the nature of who you are as a man. Yeah. You know, how you, what you are in front of God, how you deserve, you know, the judgment of God, but how God's mercy meant that judgment goes on Christ. But what we see in church nowadays is, oh, you're having problems at home. Oh, you haven't got enough money, have you? Well, look, isn't it sad? Oh, but Jesus likes you.
It's funny because I've seen how it changed, because back in the 19th century, it used to be called, Christianity was like the muscular religion, muscular Christianity, where boys' comics would be full of heroes sort of conquering mountains and and sort of digging bayonets into the fuzzy wuzzies, for want of another word, and all male pursuits, and it was all under the Christian banner, and it's always, you know, when they say that cleanliness is next to godliness and all these virtues, and
actually not biblical either.
Not even biblical, no. But the idea that, you know, that
God helps those who help themselves.
Yeah, it's
all these things are actually
not biblical. Empire. It's like empire sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So saying, you know, guys respond to activism rather than emotionalism, and actually
and ideas,
and it's funny because FaithWorks, the magazine that I work with, they just issued a survey going out to all of its readership, and the figures are that it's like 70% of social activism is actually male.
Oh, really?
And I think that's what males was. I think that's why they would go
doing
to church.
Stuff. Like doing stuff.
It's actually making a difference rather than getting wrapped up in emotionalism. Yeah. I think guys react more. Even as sexual beings, we are more. We sort of react more to the physical, and we're more
also,
like
men go out to work. They're like working, doing actually doing a job and performing something.
We're a lot more carnal, rather than women are more emotional.
Yeah.
They're built that way.
How can we rid the church of this female influence then?
I think the thing
there's no women here.
I think what the church needs to do is not become activational or emotional, just honest and true. Because actually,
proper balance.
God will deal with your emotions, and if you're part of an active church, and if you genuinely seek to be a part of God, you will labour for him. You know, he even talks about there being labour in heaven and stuff like that, you know, God does not call us to just chill. He calls us to be part of his kingdom and see it grow. Yeah. So it will deal with the emotional side, and it will deal with the active side, both in men and women. Yeah. But we can't use these two things as the pure, only, singular vehicle to get people to faith, because that's not what it's about. It's about the actual gospel of Jesus, and that needs to be presented in honesty and without any bias either way.
So I think that the emotional side of it has to be real, and I take it back to the word sentimental. I think it's sentimental is where emotionalism goes wrong, when it becomes sentiment. And I think that's something that needs to be looked at.
And that comes in from the world romanticism.
It is. It's and romantic. It comes in from, and
it's
almost Dickensian, you know. Yeah. It's almost like, oh, poor little Bob Cratchit. and it's all that
Tim.
Stuff.
Tiny
Tim, was it? Oh, right, Bob Cratchit.
But like, you've
got your point.
It's all Dickens, isn't it?
Lots of Christians like.
What Dickens do I know?
Lots of Christians like. A friend of mine had to give his testimony, and before him were two women. That's the problem. Fine testimonies, and they're all genuine, you know, people that found their faith and stuff. But you do notice the difference between these two women that gave their testimony very honestly, and some of them, you know, broke down. And that's not a bad thing, but it was all very much, it was a very emotion-driven thing. And then when my mate Steve went up and did his, it was very, look, this is where I was, this is what happened, this is where I am now. Yeah. And it's not so saying that, it wasn't that one was bad and one was good, but the women wasn't genuine because they cried, because actually, you know, God will sometimes make us feel a bit like that, make us, you know, in awe and all that sort of thing. But you can see there is a difference between how men react with God and how men get to know God and how women do. And the church needs to not be on either side. So, the church's only job is to be honest.
Men's got to be men, women got to be women, and the church has to understand the difference.
And sometimes, but sometimes it isn't always a total polarised thing. Sometimes there are elements that cross over between the two. Yeah. There are grey areas.
Men finding their feminine side.
Men can be emotional, and women
can
be
masculine
active.
You never hear about that, do you?
Say that again?
Women finding their masculine side. You always talk about men
finding
their
feminine
side.
Things called being a lesbian, actually. Yeah.
I mean, what's the masculine side of a female?
Well, those practical things.
Well, Monica does woodwork, so I suppose that's her masculine
and
side.
Kim does the decorating.
Oh, there you go. What's your feminine side? Do a bit of cooking.
Oh, I cry a lot when I watch films.
I think
not really.
The church. I hope
it's very badly made.
I think
he's trying to make a point here.
Loads of things.
I
think the church's aim is to understand their gospel and understand their God and present it clearly, because the gospel is neither really, really activational. Mm. It's neither for men or women. It's for both. So it sense. It doesn't. Mm. And if you can just do that properly, you'll have genuine converts. If you rely on music and little bits and pieces, if you rely on people's overly egged testimonies, and also if you rely on people becoming, I know lots of people that take guys to like football clubs and stuff, and they get to lots of other Christians. But it doesn't work, because you make mates, but you don't encounter God.
No.
And actually, to encounter God genuinely and to become a Christian, whether you're male or female, all you need is the gospel and the lineage from mankind, from beginning to where we are with Jesus. That needs to be presented honestly, and then it's God's job to change the heart.
Yeah.
But our job as the church and as Christians is to present it very honestly and very clearly, not relying on getting guys involved with things so that they come along, not relying on cheesy music and stuff to get people upset and feel guilty, just very clearly displaying it and letting God do his work. As soon as we start trying to do it ourselves, that's where the power is lost, and I think that's partly the reason why we've got problems. We've taken, we don't care much about the actual
preaching. Too much of the world has seeped into the church. The church trying to be too conforming.
Because, in a way though, with its own heart, the problem's been that the church has cared more about bringing people in. And which, I mean, we are to care about that, but we're also to do it the right way. And also bringing people into
quality,
the church,
not quantity.
And also bringing people into the church does not necessarily mean bringing people into the kingdom of God. You know, it says, you know, depart from thee, I never knew. There will be people that will stand from God and God say, well,
churches,
no, I didn't.
So many churches have minority people in the church who are actually Christians.
Mm.
A lot of them are just there to do something on the Sunday or like...
Which, again, is part of that male... side. That's the danger with the whole active male thing, is you get men involved in church, but they never actually open up their heart to the Spirit of God. They think, well, I'm doing stuff in the church, you know, I'm helping stack the chairs, I'm whatever.
Yeah. So again, churchianity. Not Christianity.
So all we need is honest presentation of the
Saffron Planet, making sense of it all.